Welcome to Whoops.
Whoops.
Whoops of the week.
My whoops.
My whoops. Hello and welcome to Whoops.
Welcome to Whoops.
Perfect. That was a perfect landing. We stuck it. We went with it.
Welcome to Whoops, a podcast about mistakes. I'm Holly Perkins.
I'm Mary J. Berger.
How's it going, Mary J? I feel like we kind of just caught up. Mary J and I haven't seen each other still. So, you
yeah,
know, we caught up.
We haven't seen each other.
We know how it's going because we talk.
I mean, I'm fine. I'm depressed. I'm off my meds. The usual.
Yeah, it's rough out there.
Like, honestly, I'm handling it better, though, because when I'm off my meds, like, I always, like, seclude myself at home.
Yeah.
So now
I don't
have
the
guilt of, like, missing anything.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
I'm like, oh, well, nothing's happening. I can literally collapse in all my feelings.
It does feel nice. Like... I had kind of a, like, I was going crazy, and then it was sunny this weekend, so I was finally able to, like, get outside and go do some shit out, like, just be outdoors.
Yeah.
Was really, like, so helpful just to finally get out of my house, but.
Yeah.
It is crazy. Like, I went to, like, a big national park. And I went hiking and I didn't see like anybody on the trails. Like it was so nice and really isolated. And then I got to like this overlook that you can kind of like access easier. Like you don't have to hike to it. And there were so many people there and people were close together. And this one woman, there was like a giant water moccasin snake and she was trying to pick it up with a stick.
What?
And I was like, first of all, you're here with like eight people. And second of all, you're trying to play with a snake? Like
that's insane.
This
Why
woman
would you
had
ever...
a death wish. No.
I think people who want to like antagonize things that it's like they're fine if you just go away.
Right.
Like a snake's gonna leave you alone if you leave it alone.
Yeah, it's like you're not, I don't know. I feel like everybody's like, I just saw Tiger King. If he can play with a tiger, I can play with a giant snake. Like,
yeah.
No, guys, stop fucking with wild animals.
Yeah, please stop.
You can have cats and dogs and maybe a rabbit or a lizard, but other than that, stop doing it.
It's people, I feel like it's like the people who own tigers are also like a very specific type of like person who's like, look, I'm controlling you. You think you can kill me? Well, now I'm in charge.
Right. They're like, look at this giant beast I've tamed.
Right. They're like offended that something exists that could hurt them, that's stronger than them.
Yeah. And they're like, I'm the king of the jungle, bitch.
It's just, it was so like when I was watching, so did you watch all of Tiger King?
Yes, I watched all of it.
Okay. That part where Jeff Lowe, his fucking wife is pregnant with his child.
Ugh,
and he's like, yeah, once Lauren gets back to the gym, I was like, man, I would have taken a gun out right then and just shot him.
Like, it's always ugly ass dudes who do that too.
Oh my God, all the time. Like,
you're like, who the fuck are you, dude?
Yeah, like on Bumble all the time, they're like these like gross like dudes who are like 5'5" and like really gross and they're like, if you're fat, and it's like, dude, are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
You're fat. Well, I mean, my ex used to call me fat and he was fucking fat. Like,
I saw a bumper sticker once that said no fat chicks and I pull up, guess what the fucking driver looked like? Very fat. Very fat man. Like, dude, it's self-hatred
coming out. I know one of my mom's like church members got divorced and he was like 60 and he was like, I only want to date hot women.
It's like,
and she was like, you're insane.
Like your options
you
are limited,
money.
Dude.
Just got divorced.
Yeah. Ugh.
Like that's how you get a hot woman. If you're gross like that is you have money. I'm sorry.
No, it's true. Money buys the glasses that block the ugly. Yeah, I don't know. Our guest this week is a wonderful comedian. He is a good friend of Mary J and I's. And he currently lives in Los Angeles. We've been wanting to have him on for a while, but now that we're all stuck inside, we were like, this is a perfect time to have a call-in guest. So our guest this week is Benton Ray. And we're gonna try to get him on the line. Let's see. Okay, hello, are you both here?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hey, Beach.
Hello.
Hello.
It's good to hear your voice.
What is everyone doing?
I am looking at those, like, I'm looking at those diamond paintings that you, like, dip in the glue and, like, do the color by number, but it's with jewels.
Oh, so you're being an artist.
Yeah, thank you. That's so nice. Yes,
I'm being an artist. What are you doing, Benton?
I'm waiting on this phone call, just laying in my bed.
Good. I'm so glad. Thank
I'm
you so much
in my bed too.
For being on our podcast this week. We're so excited to have you.
Thank you.
How's the quarantine going in LA?
It's great. I just stay in my apartment, which is fine because that's where all my favorite things are.
Do you have roommates?
No.
Okay. That's lucky. Not lucky.
I mean, I'm okay with there not being anybody here.
Yeah.
I'd hate to have to adjust to someone.
Oh, that's true. That's such a good point. I've never lived by myself, so I know no other way.
It is interesting. Like, usually my roommate and I are on opposite schedules, and now we're here together all the time. So, which isn't bad. He's a great roommate, but
best friends for life now.
Yeah, now we've got matching tattoos and everything.
Oh, we in this together.
Blood in, blood out.
Yeah, we actually did a whole blood ceremony this weekend, so it's good.
It's a good time for it.
Yeah, you know, if anything happens, we can't go to the doctor. We're just risking it.
That's true. I thought about it. I was like, I guess I'll just die in my bed. I don't know.
I mean, what's the other options?
I know. That's so true.
Let's not die, guys. How about that?
Dude, I told you, I'm fucking depressed today. I have to let it out.
Yeah, that's right.
I have to let it out.
If I'm not making other people feel bad, how am I going to not feel depressed?
Yeah, my self-worth is only attached to you feeling bad.
Everybody has to feel sad around me or I'm not happy.
You know, misery? I'm the company.
I'm the company.
That's so true, though.
Speaking of misery, I've been watching the second season of Castle Rock. Have you guys seen that show?
I don't know what that show is.
I don't know if that is either. I've seen The Dark Crystal. Is that similar?
Oh, shit. I love that movie. I love John Henson.
It's not similar to The Dark Crystal.
Oh.
That's the second week in a row that Jim Henson's come up on our podcast.
I love him. I watched his funeral one time, his memorial service on YouTube, and it's like the only place that like puppets could be at a funeral and it not be funny. Like, it was not funny. It was so serious that Kermit was there.
Yeah, and he's a Muppet.
Right, yeah. A Muppet, not a puppet. You're right.
Oh, Benton, I didn't tell you that we are recording the podcast.
I mean, I'm assumed. Okay. Hope. If not, it wastes so much quality content.
Well, I know,
yeah,
I just, we brought you on before I called you, so I didn't want you to be like, when are we starting?
I just decided not to care when I answered the phone. I was like, you know what,
you.
I'm ready.
I love your moxie.
Yeah.
There's a Donald Trump diamond painting.
Oh my god.
Oh, finally.
Perfect.
I'm not going to do that. I can't just look at his face all the time like that.
Oh, yeah, that would take so long, too, to have to look at his face while you place all those orange gems.
I'm going to get the one of girls kissing.
Okay. Benton.
I'll stop online shopping. I'm sorry.
Yeah, stop online shopping.
Keep it up. Do,
we're doing
do
a podcast.
Self-care you need.
Benton, how long have you been, quarantined in your home?
I have been in my home for 16 days now. I left one day to go pick something up, but I just went, to my job and picked it up, and then I came back.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So you're, really in there, staying home.
Have you had to go to the grocery or anything? Were you already pretty well stocked?
No, I had them delivered. Most people here are having them delivered, as far as I know. It could be all the services. Just to avoid the people, then you're only coming in contact with one person, I guess.
Yeah.
The delivery person.
Yeah, people are very bold. I think I'm gonna embroider a sweatshirt that says "Please stay 6 feet away from me."
Are people getting near you? I haven't really been out.
Yeah, I went to the grocery store once, and people were just all up in my space.
See, I've been wearing I've been wearing a hoop skirt, so you can't get that close.
That's a good idea. That's
get away from me and my
hoop. I'm like, excuse me, I'm royalty, but also step back.
And you're not even, you don't even have the skirt over it, you just have that.
Yeah, it's just the hoop skirt.
The skeleton of the hoop. That's great.
I remember invented. One of the American Girl dolls had a hoop skirt.
Yeah, the Corpse Bride.
No, I think it was Samantha.
I never had an American Girl doll.
Okay, well, don't. I'm not going down that path.
I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to wealth shame you, Mary J. But
I love dolls. Okay.
She loves the dolls.
She loves the dolls.
Vincent, I sent you that Barbie website.
Yes, you did.
I love dolls.
She loves them.
She loves them.
I was just talking. I was telling somebody today. You know, Betty Boop never looks forward.
Oh my God, she looks to the side, I guess, huh?
She's only ever looking down to the bottom or up to the top, like side to side.
Like a cat in a mirror.
I'm gonna fall down a rabbit hole of this later. I love Betty Boop.
Yeah, I was.
You're right. She's not.
Yeah, she never looks forward. Which they used to make Barbie dolls not look forward.
Maybe she has autism and she doesn't want to.
I love that.
Yeah, it's great. Well,
for now you do. Go on, sorry.
No, it's okay. I was just going to ask Benton if he had any stories of mistakes or whoops that he would like to share with us today. Because we're trying to get our last few episodes, we've been pretty worried about the world ending. So we've just ranted and not talked about mistakes. So we're trying to get back on track.
Oh, okay. Well, luckily I'm super focused, so that should be helpful.
Yeah.
I mean, I just... You know, I don't like to think of things as mistakes, really.
That's
what if I was that person? You know, I don't really make mistakes. I don't really have any problems.
We've had that.
No, I would not. I mean, I feel like I've definitely made a lot of bold fashion mistakes. Some good choices throughout childhood that I may look back on and be like, that was brave. That was bravery. Like, in the eighth grade, my hair was... I was obsessed with 101 Dalmatians, the live-action movie.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
With Glenn Close?
Yeah, with Glenn Close. I used to watch this over and over. And I was like, I felt like I'm Cruella de Vil, obviously. So I begged my mom to take me to the salon in our little tiny hometown and have them bleach half my hair white. But, of course, no one could do that, so they could only get it to yellow. So I had half black, half yellow hair.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Wait.
And I thought it was... everything.
I love it.
I love that the person that you identified with in 101 Dalmatians was the villain.
Yeah, she had all those coats. I was like, wow.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm lucky, but I'm one of the puppies.
I was like, those puppies are cute, but have you seen those coats?
How long did you keep your hair like that?
Oh, I have.
I remember, like, figuring out that DeVille was, like, devil, like, oh, I was like, oh my God, you got me again, Disney.
You got me again.
First it was Sex in the Sand with the Lion King, the penis on the
Little Mermaid
tape.
Yeah, but DeVille is not like that because it's so overtly supposed to be devil. They're not hiding it from you. It's in the name.
Read, Holly.
Yeah, thank you. I couldn't read till I was 15. You guys are being...
Yeah, leave her alone.
We're being head-bullying you now.
But no, I had my hair like that for a good half of 8th grade, so...
Oh my gosh.
What did your friend say when you came in with it?
Can you describe a friend? No, I mean, nobody cared. I used to wear arm warmers and shit. Like, in the summer, I would just have full-on... arm warmers from Hot Topic, like, ooh, it's so spooky out here in the sun.
And
yeah, I was pretty gothy.
I love goth kids.
And I have been.
And then, when I was little, I used to wear those Halloween witch fingers. You know, the fingers that turn into a fingernail.
Oh yeah.
I used to wear them 365 days a year.
Oh my God.
I would wear them constantly. I would wear those and like one of my dad's like big T-shirts. Because I was a little kid, obviously, and my parents' friends would come to the door, and I would answer the door like, "Hello," with these nails on.
Oh my
God! Oh, so you were wearing them.
That's like my favorite. Oh yeah, I thought they were it. I was like, "Wow, me." So that was kind of embarrassing. That was definitely a mistake.
Well, and I've
always liked Cruella DeVille's, like, cigarette thing.
Oh, yeah, me too. That's very fancy.
And she would blow the smoke into shapes.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I've been to your hometown, Benton, so...
You have? Thinking... I think you're the only person from Nashville.
Really?
Or from our friend group who's been there. Globeville.
But it's, like, it's not... You know, like, a lot of people are like, oh, I'm from a small town. And they're really not, you know? Like, it's like they're from the suburbs.
Oh, yeah. They have, like, a movie theater.
Right, yeah. But when Benton's like, I'm from a small town, he's like... You will see more cattle than you will buildings in this town.
You will.
Yeah.
There's just churches and hair salons.
Yeah. So for you to make a bold statement like that in a very small Tennessee town, I don't know if that's a mistake as much as it is like a step on your journey.
I like it. I mean, if you could see those pictures, you would agree with me.
I did that shit too. I look back at photos. Fuck you. I used to wear these two. I had one in pink and one in brown, and they were like, jackets with like hoodie jackets, but they were long like a dress, and mm-hmm. I wore them over everything. Like I thought that just like topped off my look and was very cute, and I would have on like a super cute dress, and I would put this ugly long pink hoodie over it, and I did that for like a full year. And I also went through a stage where I wore black t-shirts and like 80s giant and like colorful earrings every single day.
Oh my God. I think everybody on MySpace went through that phase.
Yeah.
I remember I had this outfit that like it was those jeans with the no back pockets, which like you have to have like a really particular, like those don't flatter everyone. Yeah. And like I wore those, and then I had the shirt and I thought I looked so good, and then like my friend's mom, like, took a video in middle school of her, I guess it was a freshman in high school, of her birthday party. I don't know why. She took a video of her birthday party, and...
Yeah, I mean, people have...
We were watching it later. Like, we were like, let's watch the video from the party. We just finished the party. Let's see the footage. So, we're watching it, and I'm, like, watching, and I'm, like, who, like, is that girl that looks so bad on camera in that outfit? And then I was like, oh my God, that's me. Like,
oh no.
I like, because I just looked burst at my ass and line. I was like, whose badass is that? And then it was like me. And I was like, oh, I do it.
I said, you just burst into full Mulan. You're like, who's that girl?
I was like, oh no, I've got to get home and wear a different outfit. Like, I could never.
Like, I got to get home right now and change.
I cannot wear this.
Stand up, though, because you guys don't have to see my ass again.
Can you guys all take a nap real quick? I have to leave.
I'll just be back. Let's reshoot. Everybody back to your places.
New call time tomorrow, guys.
Yeah, this actually wardrobe did not work for this shoot. We're going to have to do it again.
Oh, I still, like, just remember that and just being like, oh my God, that's what I look like.
That's so terrible.
I don't think that now, like, but in a, now as I a think, high schooler.
Now you're like, wow, look at
me. Now I'm like, look at me.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. I went through a full, really my thing is I just wanted whatever I was, like, interested in, like, whatever in my brain I was into, I wanted to try my best to like emulate that. So like mm-hmm. if I was really into something, I would like want to wear things that reminded me of that.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
like I like when I was like, oh, like we don't have any fur coats, so I would wear like dollar store like vampire capes like to school.
Oh my God.
In the middle of the day.
With your witch fingers, you're like, I'm fucking all again, bitch.
Yeah, with my witch fingers, they're like, you're 17. I'm like, what?
No. I went through a real I went through an Andy Warhol phase where,
oh yeah, me too. I wanted everything to be like pink and green and yellow and like all different shapes and the soup can t-shirts.
Yeah, I would wear like striped, like black and white striped t-shirts and leggings and like pretend that I was Edie Sedgwick. And she is very thin, and I was like a fat child in no pants, being like, this is cool, this is how cool girls do.
This is how cool girls do.
Yeah.
I'm this so how they talk. Glad that, like,
yeah, that's exactly I'm what so, they sound like.
Like, when I was in high school, the, like, really low-cut jeans were what yeah, was yeah, all the style.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was low-rise. Like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. That's, like, I good. Hope that that does not come back ever.
I hope they never come back, no.
Well, okay, guys. No, it will, eventually.
Look, Benton, you don't know the struggle of a high-waisted, like, the struggle of a low, low, low-rise pant.
Sure, and I your do. Belly I just hot flaps over it.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that's me. I shopped at Hot Topic. I was just wearing that all the time with some kind of, like, Marilyn Monroe t-shirt or something and a pink tie.
Oh, my God. Have you seen those Marilyn Monroe t-shirts where I it's, actually, like, she's got sleeve tattoos and stuff?
Yes. I like those. Those punk edits.
Yeah. I think it'll be, like, Audrey Hepburn with a nose piercing.
Yeah, those were... They would sell them at mall kiosks.
Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I used to think that was the coolest thing ever, though. I would dress, I was just, and then I went through a phase where I really loved Gossip Girl, and so I was like super preppy. Like I went preppiest in my first year of high school.
I think we all did that.
Yeah, and I would like we really went to school like I mean our high school was basically in the middle of a field, and
yeah.
I was just like, ooh, I'm Upper East Side, bitches. Like so embarrassing.
No. So I remember getting like.
No, that was me going to high school in fucking Wyoming being like, I'm a New Yorker. I don't know what your deal is here, but I belong in the city.
I know. Me just repeating things I heard. Like, Emma yeah. had caviar in the back of a Chow Marong. So like,
yeah. Being like, oh, I'm going to the Marc Jacobs show later with It yeah, Girls, like, Alexa Jacobs. Chung. Like... Yeah, I thought because I knew like the names of models that I was like so smart and hip, like I'd be like, oh
yeah.
Agnes Dean, you know Agnes Dean.
Like, I mean, you watch one episode of like America's Next Top Model, and you're going to school like, you know, Miss Hannigan, you should really cut your hair into a bob and really frame your face for this photo shoot.
Yeah, I'd be like, you're not smiling. I'm smiling with my eyes is what I'm doing.
Yeah, retake the picture.
People like, Holly, your eyes are closed. I'd be like, I was smiling really big.
I'm modeling, okay?
I'm a model.
I'm not just taking a picture.
Yeah, you go to home ec class. I'm totally.
This is like for real. This is a real picture, okay?
This is my real career. This is my dream, Mom. And then I was really into being a scene kid. I wanted to be a scene kid so bad.
This ain't a scene.
I never went through that phase, but I had a lot of scene friends.
I tried so many times to have my hair bleached into those leopard prints.
Oh, my God.
It never happened.
It's terrible.
But I had that haircut to a T, that helmet head spiked up in the back, huge, with giant bangs.
Oh, my God. And, like, the bangles and the fishnet arm things.
Yeah, it was like reading Twilight.
Oh, my God.
Which wasn't really a scene thing, but I just wanted to throw it in there.
Yeah, but you know it's what? Like I've dark vampire.
But I saw one of the movies.
Oh, I had the original Twilight book before it ever came out, like one of those pre copies that one of my mom's friends was a writer and got it for us.
Oh my god!
Some convention, and I had it a year and a half before it came out. There's only a couple of them, I guess, made like those advanced copies, and so me and all my friends had like read that book, like we had passed it around and read it before, like way before it ever became popular. And I thought it was super cool. And then it became really popular, and I was like, well, it's still super cool.
I bet that's worth so much money now.
I saw the movie, but I just felt like the way they, like, I don't think they, like, ever, like, really had fun with each other. They just were, like, weirdly in love.
But I will say,
I was too old to read it. That's the thing.
Okay, well, call me out. I was definitely a junior
in
school.
You're a lot older than me. I'm 32.
You're never too old for romance.
It is a timeless tale.
I mean, nobody cares. What is this podcast?
I was going to say, I love this like very timely conversation we're having about are you Team Edward or Team
Jake? We're just reviewing the Team Choice Awards from a different decade.
Yeah. Be like, how do you guys feel about that new Evanescence song?
Oh, I loved Evanescence. be like, hey guys, are you going to watch the Teen Choice Awards? I hope High School Musical really gets one. It's confusing because they're Disney and this is Nickelodeon, but either way.
Teen Choice Awards are, is that Nickelodeon?
I feel like that's Nickelodeon.
Oh, wow. I guess I don't know what the teens are doing.
I guess I don't know anymore. Right?
That still happens, right? The Teen Choice Awards? Surely it does.
Yeah, I think
surely.
So.
I feel like I don't know the teens. Defined. It's like the Cash Me Outside girl and JoJo Siwa.
Yeah, it's like OnlyFans models.
Yeah. It's...
I would never be okay with being fun. OnlyFans.
What did you say? You'd never be okay with being fun?
Slimed. Like, Teen Choice Awards?
Yeah, that would not... Well, I mean, I guess that's pretty, that'd be pretty iconic.
I would. I would be slimed.
If they just did it to you, like, in real life, that'd be a little...
Right.
No, but it's like, yeah, if it's part of a Nickelodeon sanctioned sliming, that means I've made it, I feel like.
I'd be afraid it would get in my mouth.
It definitely would.
Close your mouth.
Okay, then I can't do it.
Okay, guys, don't slime her.
Don't slime me, okay? I'm still glad I'm not famous. Thank God.
It's so funny because you know how, like, kids nowadays, they make slime, like they make their own little goo and they put it in little Tupperware.
And
when we were kids, it was like, oh, you just douse celebrities in it. You don't play with it.
Yeah, now they're like ASMR.
Yeah.
We made slime in my class and I was gagging the entire time. I think it's so gross.
Yeah. Wait, do you watch ASMR videos, Benton?
Of course I do. But you know my favorite videos to watch on YouTube.
Oh, I know what they are. Benton's favorite videos to watch. Okay.
My favorite videos to watch on YouTube are people arguing in public.
Oh, those are good.
Okay.
Like when like customers are arguing with like employees. Like when me and Holly drove, when we drove down here, she helped me move to California. And when we drove down here, which we did in 3 days, which is not normal.
Which is insane. We did not stop the entire time.
We didn't stop. We just trained sleep individually. But when we were driving down here, I drove through like a whole state while she slept, and when she woke back up, she was like, are you still listening to people argue? I've been listening to it for like 24 hours.
No, it was literally 5 hours straight. I woke up, I went to sleep, and he was like, when I say he listens to these videos, like, he's not watching them while he's driving.
You're just listening but to a fight.
He puts on like best mall fights compilation. Yeah.
And I'll just listen to them, and I like to try to picture like what I think they look like, how I think it started.
And I fell asleep, and I woke up like maybe 3 hours later, and I was like, "Oh wow, he's still listening to that." And then I went back to sleep, and I woke up 2 more hours later, and I was like, "Benton, it's been 5 hours."
And he was like, "A lot of arguing going on in the world."
He was like, "It was a 2-hour compilation."
I loved it. Just, I listened to them. I mean, I listened to almost the whole way here. I really loved it. That and Carly Rae Jepsen, I listened to a lot.
Oh my God, yeah, I listened to Carly. I know so much, so many songs. I'll be like out somewhere in like a Walgreens, and I'll hear a song, and I'll be like, "How the fuck do I know every word to this song?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah."
One time, Holly looked up and she said, "Do you have any other music?"
Because she literally, I would be like, "Oh, you can play whatever." You know how, like, when you're in the car with your,
it just came out, the new album, and I was like, "Yeah."
Do you want to hear this lady yell at the Coles, or do you want to hear "Call Me Maybe"? That's your choice.
When you're like in, you know, when you're like in the car with your friends, and you're like, "Oh, you can put on whatever." You don't expect them to be like, "Cool, I'm going to put on the same song on repeat for the next 45 minutes.
I sure did.
This is a lesson in being specific.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah, this is a good, that's a mistake you made right there. You weren't specific.
That is my own mistake. I should have been like, "Vintage, do you want to put on maybe four different songs?"
We also drove through a tornado. We literally drove through a tornado. Stop. Not to the middle of it, but it was definitely a tornado happening. We drove through.
Oh, yeah. And we drove through, we were like, an hour outside of the Grand Canyon, and we were like, "Oh, perfect! We're making great time. We'll make it there." We were like, "We'll make it to the Grand Canyon totally on time. We're way ahead schedule. This will be great." And we're like an hour outside of the Grand Canyon, and all of a sudden, a semi truck just flips over and goes up in flames.
What? Right, cabbages. In front of there were us. Cabbages everywhere. It was a cabbage truck.
It was a cabbage truck.
Oh my God!
Oh my God! I forgot that.
Just loose cabbage.
Just vegetables everywhere, and everything was on fire, and we're in the middle of the desert, so the fire is like spreading, and
luckily, we had to just sit there for like 45 minutes.
We just had to sit there.
And then,
we still decide to go to the Grand Canyon, and it says we're an hour away, but it doesn't tell you that the Grand Canyon is an hour within inside of itself once you arrive.
Yeah,
so we
drive
all the way through the sun. Also, the sun's going down, so when we get there, we can just barely see it.
Yeah. We saw, like, a snippet of it, and then we got out, and we were like, what the fuck? It's so cold. It's freezing.
It was freezing. We were the only people there at that point. Everybody was leaving. We looked crazy. And then we kept thinking that we could see a better viewpoint. So we kept driving further and further and further. But it just kept disappearing. And so we had to turn back around and go back. It was a mess. And
we
then
got so lost.
And then it takes like 3 hours to get out of there. And you're this little village city. Yeah. That was a lot.
We were so lost in the Grand Canyon. And we had had the semi not flipped over, I think we would have been totally fine. It was quite a trip.
Yeah, we made it.
But you did, yeah. And now look at you, you are thriving. So, you know.
And now look at me, I am in quarantine. I am making BLTs every day.
Oh, I'm jelly.
BLTs are good.
Jelly, yeah, they are good.
I like BLTs from Jersey Mike's. I'll stand by them.
You're a real good stand by them. It's a brave stance she takes.
I'm trying to think of more mistakes that I've made.
Yeah, tell us more mistakes that you have made.
One time we were camping, and this story sounds fake, but it's not. One time we were camping, and there was this kept hearing this rustling, this noise, and it looked like a little a kitten or something. And so I went to grab it, and it was a baby raccoon, and it liked to ate me alive.
Oh my god.
It was.
You picked up a baby raccoon?
Not for long, because it was pissed.
Raccoons are mean.
Yeah, it was. I don't know how I got that close to it, but I grabbed it, and that was definitely a mistake.
Did it bite you?
That's awesome.
No, thank god.
Yeah. You have to get a rabies shot.
I know, and who wants another one of those?
No. Those are.
I used to volunteer at this, wildlife rehab place, and,
Chuck E. Cheese.
I really wanted to bottle feed the raccoons. Like, that was why I started it. It's like, I really, really wanted to do that.
It was all for selfish gain.
Well, as it turns out, you cannot work with the raccoons unless you get a series of tests or shots for rabies, because rabies lies dormant in them. So they could just get it.
Yeah, I've always heard they were carriers of rabies.
Yeah, and so you can't, work with them just willy-nilly. You have to, take these shots. And I was like, I don't have $3,000 to bottle feed a raccoon.
Dude, it really is. When I went to Uganda, they told me I had to get a rabies shot, and it's $1,000. And I was like, you know what? I'll risk it. I'll risk getting rabies.
I've seen some people that I'm like, definitely, rabies is lying dormant in you.
You ever see somebody get so mad in one of those fight videos that they start foaming at the mouth?
Do you know you get scared of water when you have rabies?
What?
What?
You get scared of water.
When did you hear this?
What does that mean?
I heard it from, I don't know, science. I heard it from somewhere.
Like a fear of water?
You're afraid of water, yeah.
Weird.
What?
It's true.
Have you ever watched a movie or a TV show that was a mistake?
It itself?
You ever watch something and you're like, I wish I wouldn't have started this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then you have to finish it. Because it's like you've committed to it. And it's what else are you going to do? Sit there and admit to everyone you can't follow through?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's dramatic, but yes.
She's like, I will not let this be a representation of my work ethic.
Right. I'm like, damn. Who are your friends?
What is a show that you've watched that you feel was a mistake?
Watching the TV show Next growing up was not the ticket.
My favorite
it too,
was when somebody would just get right off the bus, and they just go, Next!
I'm like, damn! But when I think about it, I'm like, this is a mistake. This was definitely a mistake.
No, let me ask you this, though.
Face-to-face Tinder.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. What is Tinder if not a virtual Next?
It definitely is, but But Next always had like these people that were like just so, they were just like normal enough that you're like, okay, they're real people, but they all had like some ridiculous twist to them that you're like, this is not a person.
Yeah, it'd be like she'd get off the bus and it'd be like, she loves to do math. She has a double jointed wrist and her dad is a cop and her mom has been in jail since 2004 for fraud. You're like, what? Why? Why do we know all of this?
And they're just like on a bus. It's like they're just on a bus. Like Samantha wears a retainer and she's licked 8 turtles. You're like, what?
Yeah. They always have some kind of weird thing where it's like she has a pet rabbit that she beheaded once. You're like, what?
Yeah. And then they always get off the bus with some kind of pun. They're like, he doesn't know it, but I'm ready to fold his laundry. You're like,
oh, what? Yeah.
I do World Rabies
Day is September 28th.
Oh my God.
What?
World Rabies Day.
Rabies Day, I told you you could not read about it anymore.
Listen, that's a serious issue. It is serious. Don't joke about it. For real.
Yeah, we're going to get canceled by somebody that's like, excuse me, my uncle had rabies and died from it.
It's not a joke.
I know. It's really not.
It's not. I mean, I'll take it serious if I remember.
If I remember, I'll be there. But yeah, next was definitely an issue for me because I was just they would get a limit. Ooh, Rumors was so stupid. Remember when they'd be like, oh my God, I found condoms. Like, well, no shit. Like, you're just raping a bunch of frat boys.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope they're being safe.
Yeah, like, honestly, great. That should be good. Everyone. And then when people get, oh, remember, what is it, parent control?
Parental control.
That was the I hate forgot about that. That
one.
Was the
oh my God, I forgot about that one. I would never involve my. I would let someone I was dating eat my fucking parents until we were like married.
It was just like such a shitty show. They were like, her boyfriend has purple hair and a nose ring.
Yeah, they were like, we think he's a jerk and we want her to date a guy that wears polos.
Yeah, we want him out of this house.
You imagine just dumping your boyfriend on TV and then like.
Yeah.
Starting a new relationship.
We're like, my mom says you eat too many microwave nachos.
But that would be like, you know, when you have like a.
They're always like, just.
And the girlfriends are always.
Super wrong with them.
Yeah, they're just like, the boyfriends are always lazy, and the girlfriends are always rude. She's so disrespectful.
Oh, yeah, they are always disrespectful.
Yeah, it's always like, that's like, the girlfriends are always like. Made out to be like bitches, and all the guys were just lazy pieces of shit. And it's like, this seems like maybe it's just a like a problem just MTV has.
You know what? You know when you have to like share a fun fact about yourself? I think I'm gonna be like, I was on parental control, and just lie. But like, who can fact check that? You'd never be able to find out that it was a lie.
And my mom was like, I found you a boy. Like, my mom tried to hook me up with this like 45-year-old guy at her church. Who, like, was going through a divorce. So I was like, listen, I'm not, like, gonna let you pick a boyfriend for me.
Yeah.
I'll keep ruining that myself.
Speaking of mistakes, this minute ago I called MTV a culture. I was like, it's a cultural MTV thing. I want to clarify everyone, MTV is not a culture. MTV is not a culture at all.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, people are like, I have all the shirts in Target. You know how Target always has that one MTV shirt? Like,
yeah.
Why?
Like the logo. Yeah. Like, I have so cool. Seen every single episode of like all of the knockoff D-list celebrity bachelor shows. Like,
oh, Flavor of Love,
Rock of Love, Daisy of Love, Rock of Love Buzz, Charm School.
Those are great. Remember Charm School with Sharon Osbourne?
Oh, yeah. I loved Charm School.
I love Rock of Love. That one, when they had, like, Farrah and Ashley.
Oh, yeah.
I loved that one.
I love New York. Do you guys remember that one?
Oh, I love
that
one.
Yeah, remember I Need a Job, or New York, I Need a Job, is that what it was called? Where she says, I can't be no bad bitch without no job.
Do you remember the entertainer on I Love New York, and he was, like, licking her feet?
Oh, yeah, yes. He loved her toes.
Yes.
The one guy from I Love New York is married to Jennifer Hudson.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And they have a baby.
Oh my God.
He's a wrestler now, an actor.
Yeah, like the buff one.
He was on I Love New York, I'm pretty sure.
I thought he was so hot, too.
I think you are right. Wow.
good for them.
Yeah, you know what? This that's has a, been, that's like, a such life. A, like, good... But can you like, imagine being, like... I don't know, I feel like... Have you ever, like, things. Dated somebody and then you find out that all of their exes are not attractive? Like, imagine if you were like, oh, you really tried to fight for the love of New York?
I love New York. She's an icon.
Oh, yeah. I love her. She has been... She's recently... She, like, she's still doing reality TV. She was on, like, Big Brother UK or something.
Yeah, of course she is.
Stirring up some kind of drama. Butter. Yeah, yeah. She says... I'm the biggest reality star in the world. That's what, if you look her up, you'll find a video of her doing
it. Somebody said, do you know about the Kardashians or no?
Have you met Kylie Jenner or nah?
Have you seen the video? I don't know if the, I've only seen the TikTok of it, but have you seen the clip on the Kardashians where Khloe is like asking that girl for help, like where the Starbucks is or something, and the girl can't hear her because she's deaf?
No.
No. And Khloe's like, you don't know where it is? And then the girl's like, I'm deaf. She like points and she's like, I'm deaf. And Chloe's like, oh, you're deaf? Okay, sorry, thank you so much, sorry. And then she rolls her window up and she looks at Courtney, she looks like Courtney or somebody, and she goes, you fucking bitch. It's my favorite clip, it's so funny. Because like, the girl's so nice.
Too.
Yeah, I know, and the girl's so nice, and then, like, Chloe's being so nice to her, and they're having this, like, really nice, just, like, a normal, like, sorry, misunderstanding, and she rolls that window up, and she's like, you stupid bitch. They're funny.
They're so mean to each other, and I feel like I know it's for cameras, but like...
I could never be in, like, a roasty family. Like, if my family, like... hurt my feelings, like, I could not do it.
Yeah, they're so mean, they'll be like, why don't you shut the fuck up, you fat, ugly bitch?
Yeah, I could never, or they'll be like, mom, shut up.
I love the one where Kim is like, maybe if you had a job that you cared about, you'd know what it's like to work a day in your life.
She's like, I work so hard. I work so fucking hard. How fucking dare you, you troll bitch?
I love the TikToks of all the people taking that audio.
Oh, yeah.
And they're talking about their OnlyFans accounts, and they're like, if you love something and you work this hard for it. So funny.
I love the clip where, remember, it was like years ago, though, but Chloe is reading text that she got from Kim, and she's like, if you do that again, I will fucking end you, you ugly troll. And she's like, what did you do? And she goes, I woke her up.
Yeah. Chloe's my favorite.
Chloe's my favorite too.
She's so funny.
She's just like, I'm just, what the fuck?
I like Chloe and I like Kendall.
I hardly ever watch that show ever, but I see all the Instagram clips of it. There was one the other day where Kim is just like going through Chloe's closet while Chloe's just trying to she's just trying to have a normal conversation, and Kim is like, what are you doing? Are you going to wear this? She's like, it's just for an emergency. And Kim's like, it would be an emergency if you wore this.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they're being so mean. I'm like, damn.
I will say, though, like, I have a sister, and we do that kind of shit to each other. Like, I will be in her closet and be like, what the fuck is this even made of? Why did you buy this? It's so bad.
If I talked to my sister like that, she would fucking freak out.
Really? Oh, no. My sister and I are very much like the Kardashian sisters, in that we will fight. Like, we will be like, you're such a bitch. You know what? You're an immature, nasty bitch. And then, like, 10 minutes later, we'll be like, do you want to get, like, pizza for dinner? Or what were you thinking?
That's always my favorite response to people, because, you know, girls are always like, we're just like the Kardashian. And I always just want to be like, because you're billionaires?
Yeah. No, it's because we've had a lot of plastic surgery, the two of us. This is actually not my real face.
I'm gonna get plastic surgery right now. It's the time. I'm that person who's like, hospitals are not full.
I'm that person who's like, I don't believe that they had it. I don't believe they've had it.
Do you really not?
I don't think so.
I always go.
It's insane.
Whatever they say, that's what I'm going with. They know better than me. I'm just going to go off that hairspray quote. I just believe her hair is naturally stiff. She's never seen that hairspray when they go. She talks about Jackie. She's like our first lady, Jackie. Oh, that's of her hair. And she goes, I do not believe that. I believe her hair is naturally stiff.
I haven't seen that movie in so long. With Ricky Lake?
Yeah, Ricky Lake, or the remake, either one. But oh my God. That's my just, anytime someone talks about somebody, like, doing something like getting surgery or something to their body, I'm just like, I believe her hair is naturally too. It's none of my business.
Yeah, I'd be like, faces evolve, okay? Faces evolve. We look different as we age. Your nose gets big when you're pregnant. And then it maybe gets smaller when you're not pregnant.
I've just lost the water weight.
Yeah.
Does your nose really, I've heard people say
their nose never quits growing.
Yes, your nose never quits growing. It goes back to its normal size, but for some women, your nose gets huge when you're pregnant.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, did you ever see Up? That's actually just a pregnant woman, not a grandfather.
It's a drawing of a pregnant woman. They're really good at animating.
I'm going to look like an old man when I'm pregnant.
you should just do old man makeup when you're pregnant. All the time. People be like, are you pregnant? You'll be like, I'm so old.
They're like, are you taking, like, Mary, are you taking your prenatal vitamins?
When I was in Chicago, I was like waiting to get on a train, and there's this lady.
It's very Chicago of you.
She's standing there, and the door's open, and she like waits for me to go. And so I go, and then she goes, oh, shit, I'm sorry. I thought you were pregnant.
What made her
realize? She wasn't going to let me go. Like, she's like, fuck, I let her go. She got me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this one's a trickster.
When I was a kid, I used to, when I was like a teenage girl and I would go to the gynecologist, I'd always poke out my stomach like I was pregnant. I'd be like, what a scandal. She's here, she's young, and she's pregnant. Like, I thought it was like the most dramatic thing I could do. Was to trick everybody into thinking I was a teen mom.
I wanted to be on Teen Mom so bad, but they kept being like, sir, you can't just look pregnant.
Sir, you must be.
I did like that first season.
Oh, yeah.
Mary's like, this is quality content.
She's like, actually, guys, Farrah Abraham has some real depth.
That was a wild show for us to all watch. And then those girls made so much money that everybody was like, well, damn, maybe I should get pregnant.
Right.
One of them made a porn.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I've seen it.
It was called, like, Backdoor something.
I think it was
Teen Mom.
It's called Backdoor Teen Mom. It is not a good porn. I would not suggest wasting your time on it. But, you know,
I still haven't seen that Tommy Lee one you recommended.
Oh, my God. That's the best celebrity porn. What are you doing? It's the quarantine.
I know.
Everybody
you
has time.
It.
Everybody has time in the quarantine to watch the Pam and Tommy Lee sex tape, okay?
Pamela Anderson is an icon.
Dude, she is. I used to love her show when she had her own reality show.
What about her cartoon? Her stripper superhero cartoon.
Oh my God, I don't know about that, but I love it.
Isn't that her that had that, or was it Carmen Electra? Somebody had one.
Oh, that was I think it was Carmen Electra.
I love that Carmen Electra.
I liked her show too. I watched her show with Dave Navarro.
Oh, I watched that.
Man,
I liked them.
Now that I'm thinking about
it, you know what?
I think I've spent like a good 3 years of my entire life watching dumb reality TV.
Let's
not go down this path.
Do you know what show is not a mistake? Bring it back to mistakes, full circle.
What?
Real World Road Rules Challenge. That's one of my
favorite
TV shows.
Oh, no, I like Real World, but I did not like the challenges.
He was so insane.
Oh, I love the challenges. Oh, I love the challenges. They're still going on. They're still on.
No way, really?
Yes, they still happen, and I still, to this day, when I watch them, I get as invested. I'm like, how dare they send that person? I get, like, pissed over it.
Oh, my God. I used to work with a guy that was on that.
Obsessed with Abram.
I used to work with a guy that was on Real World and then Real World Challenge. His name was Amo. And
yeah, no, don't know that.
I worked in a restaurant with him, so he's not, like, you know, living off of it now. But he was also a professional cuddler.
What?
A professional cuddler?
No.
Yes.
By professional, do you mean didn't have another job?
That's just like being
No,
weird.
No, he was also a waiter, but he was like, he cuddles people for money.
That's disgusting.
I mean,
that's gross. I'm sorry. I'm not okay with that.
She's drawing the line.
He honestly was such a fun, nice person, but he would like not pull his weight around work because he'd be like, "Ugh, sorry, I have to go talk to this table. They want to take photos of me because I'm famous." And I'd be like, "You're not famous, dude. You work here with me."
Like, he's like, I'm so tired from all this late night cuddling. I'm just dragging ass.
He'd be like, I'm sorry. That's the like craziest thing I've ever heard. No, he would do things where he'd be like, I can't go to that side of the restaurant because I have so many fans over there.
I'm gonna vomit.
But he was honestly like the nicest. Like, I loved him as a coworker, but I did not love him like as somebody who I was like, we're splitting tips. I need you to work.
Buy a body pillow.
Yeah, if you look it up, professional cuddling is a real thing.
No, it's not. I don't want that.
I mean, people do it. I don't know. I mean, you know, it's as real as like selling pictures of your feet on the internet. Like, people do it.
That's way more real. That doesn't creep me out. Yeah, that's just good business.
That's just knowing how to
capitalize. I feel like I have nice feet. I feel like I've never been embarrassed about my feet.
No, I like my feet. I've been told I have nice feet.
My mom told me, but I don't count that.
Benton, how do you feel about your feet?
You ever seen the movie Black Swan?
Oh, gross!
You know, her feet are all fused together. All of her abs are working out.
I can't think about that. That movie.
That's what I feel like. I'm a professional ballerina.
When I went to see that movie, I immediately went to a bar and got hammered after I saw it.
Why?
Because it fucked with me so bad
that
I was like, I don't know how to feel right now, and so I just got really drunk.
Yeah, it's very intense.
What about when she pulls on her skin and rips her face
off? Oh, God, we can't talk about it.
I think about that a lot more than I ever should.
Ooh.
See what I think about a lot more than I ever should?
What?
That insane sex scene where she's, like, humping her own hand.
Oh, right.
And Brad, like, I forgot about
that. Like, on top of her own, like, knuckles.
Yeah. That fucking movie.
Like, I can't wait to go home and knuckle myself.
I don't honestly know if that movie should have been made.
I like it. I like it because it's the first time that I felt my feet were ever seen. You know, I felt representation matters.
You're like, I need to see my feet on the big screen, huh?
Yeah, when she had to pull her toes apart, I was like,
Oh my god, we can't attack.
Okay. I feel like bringing up Black Swan was a mistake. I am nauseous.
It's not a mistake. I don't know.
Well, we've come to the end of the podcast.
That's where you're going to end it?
Oh, my God.
You want to keep it going?
One time, Benton, like, came up to me and he goes, oh, you're not going to put lipstick on?
That's so funny. I can see that happening, though.
No, I loved it. I need to put on lipstick.
She was like, damn it. I thought I was going to get away with it. Even these meddling kids.
That is a good thing about having Benton as a friend. He will not let you get away with your own bullshit.
Yeah, he'll let you be your best self always. Like, he's like, don't fucking step to me. You're great.
Yeah, if you're like, I don't know, do I look cute? He'll be like, no, you don't look cute, but do you want to not look cute? It's kind of your thing.
You don't look cute, you look drop dead gorgeous. Yeah. You don't look cute, you look amazing.
Yeah.
Liza Minnelli. Why don't we talk about her more?
Oh, okay, I will extend the podcast to talk about Liza Minnelli.
She really didn't get her moment.
Oh, I love Liza Minnelli.
Isn't she, what's her name, Wizard of Oz's daughter?
Yes, Judy Garland's daughter.
Judy Garland, that's her name.
Which always makes me wonder where she got that voice from. Like, why all of a sudden she started calling this? It's me, where did she get that voice?
Judy Garland kind of, you know, Judy Garland had that, like, it was like,
yeah, in a... Yeah, the like,
hey, it's me, her husband was.
Because she was on pills.
For the sake.
I loved her. She was in the movie Arthur. Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
It's so good. And she played...
I saw the show.
Oh, yeah. It's different than that. She's so good in that. I used to love Liza Minnelli so much.
Didn't she do a version of Rose's Turn?
A version of what?
A musical. Rose's Turn, the song. You know the song Rose's Turn?
No.
And
I know
from,
Delta Dawn.
She did not do Delta Dawn.
I know Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
I know Hungry Hungry Hippo.
I loved that game growing up. I think it really shaped my appetite.
Hungry Hungry Hippos? Yeah. I like that one.
Did we all love that game? My mom thought it was too loud. Because that maybe says something about the three.
What? Yeah.
Well, can I end it there?
What? Welcome to Whoops. Whoops, that ending was a mistake.
Whoops, it's never ending. We'll keep it going.
What are you doing? What activities are you doing in your quarantine time? Have you learned about anything about yourself that may be a mistake during this alone time?
Yeah, I have. Benton, I don't know if you know, but my hair is all falling out.
What?
Yeah.
She's losing her hair and she's putting Vagisil on it.
No, Monistat. It's not working yet, though.
Why is your hair falling out?
I don't know. I think I have alopecia and I'm going to need your... Yes, I do.
Why did you say it like that? That is so serious.
Like, I talked to a doctor. I legit have alopecia, and I don't know how much hair I'm going to lose. So
really? That's true?
Yeah. Yeah. So I may be calling you for wig advice in a few months.
First of all, if you just start wearing wigs like that, you're going to be so fucking cool. I mean, also, really sorry about your alopecia. I love you the most. Don't want that to happen.
Thank you. But, me too. Yeah, it sucks.
But, I mean, it is horrible, and I'm very sorry, but...
I know, that's very hard.
This maybe we should have ended earlier, because now it's so sad.
I didn't mean to make you sad, but like that's something that I've discovered during the quarantine, is that I don't have my hair.
But doctor said you have
wigs, though. Can I just say, nothing is cooler to me than like a badass girl with a shaved head?
Well, it's not going to look cool, because I feel like I have a lumpy round head, but the silver lining of me...
I have a lumpy round head. Well,
The silver lining of me starting to lose my hair is I've started to work out more, because I'm like, I don't want to be a fat bitch who's bald. So I'm trying. So I'm trying to lose weight so that if I go bald, I'm not fat and bald, I'm just bald.
If you can't go to Bella Noche, so where can you really go? Okay, well, Mary, what did you learn about yourself? I'm just taking over the podcast.
Yeah, I love it. Curate the podcast.
I haven't been to the doctor. I learned that I'm like, I don't know, I can sleep a lot. I learned that.
Did you learn that? Holly's not putting back. Like, she's still on her
head. No,
I don't cry a lot.
No, I said something new.
You'd be like, sorry to the Amazon workers who are...
I used to breathe myself out of crying.
Do you what?
I used to breathe
myself out. Like, if I started to cry, I would, like, breathe really hard and, like, make myself stop.
Well, that's good.
But now, I've got a little more time, and I'm not usually wearing makeup, so sometimes I will cry now.
He's usually wearing makeup. Speaking of Lamaze, I was watching prenatal workouts, and I was like, I'm just going to do a prenatal workout.
Why are you watching Lamaze videos?
Because it's like a good beginner, maybe? I don't know.
No, it was so stupid. I was like, well, they're sitting down doing it. So I was like, I can take this to a workout and sit on the couch.
Okay, I can see that.
It wasn't very, I don't think it did anything.
No, because it's not, what are you supposed to do, get abs while you're pregnant?
I don't know, but it helped me, I mean, I breathe a lot.
Yeah, it's to help you breathe through the pain of giving birth.
Let's breathe through the pain of this quarantine.
Yeah. Breathe through the pain of this quarantine. What do you think is the best thing that you've learned from a mistake that you made?
Oh, the best thing I've learned?
Yeah. Or, like, the best lesson you got from it, or, like, the best thing that came from making a mistake.
The best lesson I've learned from pretty much all mistakes I've made, I think, is to just shut up sometimes. Like, you don't have to always say something. You don't have to always have an opinion. You don't have to always talk.
Yeah.
Just, the biggest lesson I've learned from mistakes is that just, like, just be quiet sometimes. Like, you don't have to be a part of everything. Like, just,
yeah.
And that will save you a lot of mistakes and a lot of time and energy if you're just not a part of it.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just, like, saying something when it matters instead of just saying something because you can't. Yeah.
That is good advice.
All mistakes are always like, oh, can I have to go through this? Like, I think a lot of things are usually stuff that you... I think the mistake is something that you could have avoided, but you made a choice, and that's what caused it.
I think the podcast has come to an end.
Yes.
Unlike this quarantine, stay inside, be nice to each other, help out your neighbors.
Don't get too close to them, though.
Yeah, be sweet, be sassy, you know, live your best life. That's the message of this podcast.
Yes. Wow. I love it. Benton, why don't you just be our third co-host?
That's the message of this podcast. And if you, you know, if you didn't like anything in this podcast, like, I agree.
Wow.
Okay.
And if you did like this podcast, I also agree. I just want to make sure that you all know that I support you, whoever you are, whatever your opinion is.
If you love Benton...
Okay, well, Benton, where can we find you?
Yes.
Oh, at my apartment, because we're not allowed to leave.
Benton has a wonderful podcast, also. Plug that.
I don't, but I am on a podcast. I'm on Whitney Cummings' podcast with her, called Good For You. And... that's, you can also find me on Instagram, which is a social media platform that I frequent, at Benton Ray with two Y's.
Yeah.
And that is, those are places that I will be.
Yeah, follow his Instagram. He's so fun on Instagram. And Good For You is also a really great podcast too, if you want more things to listen to during your quarantine. Mary J, where can people find you?
At Mary J Berger on all platforms.
I am at Holly Perk on Twitter and at Perkalurk on Instagram. And you can find the podcast at Whoops Podcast on Instagram or at Whoops Pod on Twitter. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week.
Thanks. Learn a hobby.
Thank you so much for thanks, being Benton. On our podcast, Benton. Thanks. We love you so much. We miss you so much.
I'm with you.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.